All right, let's do this thing. It's Monday, February 23rd. Got some clouds here. We are at 2 below. I talked to this gentleman on Friday, and I thought we are going to have a really good time talking every Monday here at this time, talking with Jason from 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. Jason, I want to welcome you to the morning show, sir. Thanks for being a part of our lineup here.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Tell me about 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. Tell me about this great new business, and your services are going to be available here in the Wapton-Breckenridge area. Tell us about this.
So, 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE is a franchise, and I started the franchise in 2022 down in Arizona, of all places, and then decided to move back up here to North Dakota due to some health issues with the wife and doctoring and things like that.
Right.
But what we do is we do all kinds of restoration services, from water damage, mold remediation, fire and smoke, odor control, sewage cleanup, biotrauma, crime scene cleanup, all kinds of different things in the valley, basically. And now we're extending these services down to the Wahpeton area. So I've got a daughter and a son-in-law that live down there, and they were crying for another option. So I decided to expand the territory down to Wahpeton to help the folks down there when things happen.
I love that. You know, daughter says jump, and you jump. I'm loving that. Jason, how many people do you have working in the company with 1-800-WATER-DAMAGE?
We currently have 6 people working, and we're expanding. I'd say every 6 months we're expanding. So with the Wahpeton area, we're going to be expanding another probably 2-3 technicians. So, and we are 24/7. Doesn't matter if it's a holiday. Doesn't matter if it's a weekend. Disaster doesn't care, so we can't care either.
Boy, isn't that true? And I love the turnaround time to this too, because it seems like you can get after this pretty quick.
Absolutely. So you give us a call, you email us, you book an appointment on my website, any of those three things. We're in touch with you right away, and we're dispatching a van to come and help. So the biggest key, like with water, the biggest key is to get control of that water and get it stopped and start drying that out before mayhem starts. Mayhem meaning mold.
Right.
And mold will start growing within 24 to 48 hours.
Speaking of the mold factor here, tell us about this, Pooch. You got a mold sniffing dog here. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so back in October, I decided to buy a dog, and I sent him down to Florida to one of the nation's best canine trainers, and he's training him currently to detect mold. So we're going to be providing the service probably beginning to middle of April,
okay,
I guess, is when we'll all be ready. To do mold detection with a dog. It's a screening. So what this dog does, he can't tell me what kind of mold it is. He can't tell me how much mold there is. All he can tell me is that, hey, here's a problem. You need to investigate a little bit further. So it's a non-intrusive way to see how safe or how unsafe your home is, especially if you're buying a home, if you're selling a home, any of those, or if somebody's just sick and normally isn't sick, but has been sick for the past 6-7 months and doctors can't figure it out, it might be mold.
Right.
So that's Spore. Spore is the dog's name.
Spore. I love that. And we talked about this on Friday. I got to get you in here, and we got to do like a whole hour, a whole half hour, just talking about all the services, Jason, that that you provide. So if people are listening to this and they go, okay, I definitely need the 1-800 water damage option, how do they get the ball rolling on that?
So they can call me on my cell phone. I answer my phone all the time, 701-840-3336. They can call my office line, 701-670-2022. Or they could simply go to the website, 1-800-waterdamage.com/North-Dakota. And there's a bunch of blogs on there, a bunch of information, tips and tricks on how to keep your home safe or how to prevent pipe bursts and things like that. So a lot of education on that website. But they can click on the request service button at the top right, and they'll pull up my calendar and they'll see my availability, and they could just submit through that way as well.
Boy, I tell you what a great option and what a great service you are going to provide for the Twin Towns here. And you and I are going to be talking every Monday here right around 8:20. Looking forward to that. Jason, you're a busy guy. I'll let you get back to it, but thank you for, again, being a part of the morning show, and I look forward to this each and every Monday.
Yes, thank you so much, Bill, and hello, Wahpeton, Breckenridge.
1-800-WATER-DAMAGE. We will be talking with Jason each and every Monday, and again, I have to get him and Spore in here in the studio. We got a lot more to talk about, too. It's 8:31 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Waking up to a cloudy sky. We're at 2 below right now. Twin Town Villa News Desk. I'm Bill Dablo. Good morning. A Wheaton man is hospitalized with life-threatening injuries after a collision between the car he was driving and a train on Minnesota Highway 75 north of Highway 55. State Patrol said it happened about 12:30 p.m. on Friday. 42-year-old Jesse Vetrovich was taken to St. Francis Medical in Breckenridge. Patrol said Vetrovich was not wearing a seatbelt and the road was covered with snow and ice. Troopers, DNR, Wilkin County Sheriff, and local fire departments responded, along with Breckenridge Wahpeton Ambulance. KBMW News brought to you by Red River Communications, who remind you to go faster with fiber.